Hello and welcome to the Dr. Denise Show. This is Kathleen O'Toole, and I'm excited to be with Dr. Denise on her Carve Out series on staying sane. Hi there, Dr. Denise.
Hi, I'm so appreciative of you on this series. Thank you. Thank you, Kathleen.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Like, seriously.
I didn't know I was going to get a thank you this morning.
Well, I actually, you know, I always talk about gratitude and, you know, every moment matters.
Awesome.
Gratitude's my secret sauce, and you're part of my gratitude tribe. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Everyone, I've known Kathleen since we were 9 years old, and you never know who is going to be in your life for this many seasons. It's an honor. So I'm smiling. Thanks, Kath.
Me too. So you've known me for so long, and you know I'm an avid follower of what's going on in the world around me, not only in my community, not only in my country, but in my world. And I am learning that not everybody is the same way, and that's okay.
You know,
I'm now being flexible.
Yes. Yes. Because, you know, when we're talking about mindful ingestion of the news or our social media, you know, I have to tell you, I do that. We talked about the grab and go. I think just like we hear stop, drop, and roll if we catch on fire. For me, when I'm looking at the news of the day or my social media or how much of my email I can check, sometimes it's overwhelming to have all this media coming at us. So back when you and I were kids, I remember specific times that the news was on my, I remember like the 5:30 news and then the 10 o'clock. And I remember my parents in their recliners and my mom in her robe.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It was like the time. And then I also remember, you know, the papers being delivered. But now I find, and I know you said in another show, I have my news break thing turned on. So I get the headlines, which I maybe shouldn't, but in a way for my neurostyle, if I didn't have that turned on, I might not know as much as to what's going on. And at least when I get the news headline flash in this current day, I make the decision, do I do a deep dive and read that now? And I kind of assess my day. Like if I'm having a really stressful day at patients, or let's say my son needs me for something and I'm on like almost like overload, that
Correct.
Determines how much of a deep dive I do on anything. Cause I have to just have my own sanity.
Right. So, you know, what's going on, what happened was, letting everyone know, first of all, we are recording this on Thursday, February 17th. So that's important because the news changes every nanosecond, right? And recently I said to Dr. Denise, well, what about doing a story about the Ukraine thing? And she's like, you mean like, tell me more. And then recently I was asking a couple people in my life, like my trainer, and she said, I know not a thing of what you're talking about. And I was like, well, let's do a deep dive on this. Like, so, you know, Ukraine is very far away from our world, but at my house, we probably talk about it once a day because it's really firing up. And it looks like Russia is going to invade Ukraine, a sovereign country, and there's going to be a lot of ramifications. There already are here in the United States. We've extra troops have shipped out. You know, they've left from North Carolina. I've had friends who have been dispatched to cover the troops leaving. Somebody probably has friends who are the troops leaving. So it has had implications here in the United States already. But I got to thinking, and my question was like, okay, Ukraine and other news like that, like, is it okay to be checked out? And I talked to Dr. Denise about it, you guys, and I thought her answer was really interesting and illuminating and worthy of talking about.
Yeah. So I guess it's so interesting. What I've been really paying attention to is like, I'm right here talking with you and I'm listening to every word you said. And right when you even said the word checked out, you know, that's even kind of fun to play with. You know, there's different levels. If we look at the world in a linear black or white, but if we look at it as shades of gray. So for me, I did what I called spot checks on what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. So then we would have to, if we had like a Yelp review of 4 stars, it was great. Like, how checked out are you today? That is scale of 0 to 4. 4, super checked out. Oh, I'm on the news. So then it's like also, and then like if you're a politician, you know, you're checked out might be, you're really not checked out, but maybe someone else, you know. So it's like even fun to think about like how on the news, like when you were actually on the front lines as an investigative reporter, you had to be like really on all the news, right? Mm-hmm. It was like, so every conversation, if you didn't know, it would look like you just blew it. So I think it depends. Like we talk about the word neurostyle all the time, that we all process and perceive things in our own unique way. So your level of checked out is going to determine your day. So I, first of all, I do want to do, you said some really serious things. And so my answer to you was, when we spoke, I said, Kathleen, this is a perfect discussion. This Ukraine, Russia, I want, because you're going to give us some more details on it. And I have read, but I think it's a good microcosm example of how do we, in our homes, wherever we are across the globe, how do we, depending on what country we are, what age we are, what demographic, our safety issues, what's going on in our own family crisis, how do we mindfully ingest the news and stay sane day to day? I think that's really like almost like a recipe for success, right? Like, so do you want to comment before I give any give more insights? I want to hear your thoughts.
No, I think you're taking us down a great path. I mean, you know, our neurostyle comes into play. Then not only our neurostyle, but like the current temperature of our little home, our life, you know, some days might be very different than others in terms of what's appropriate for us in terms of news ingestion.
Well, you know, I actually also, I don't think the discussion when we just named the show On Staying Sane, we were having fun with it and we're like, oh my gosh, should we even name it that? But for me, people don't talk about moment to moment happiness or inner peace. So I think the answer for me about checked out or not checked out with the news, and that we will do a deep dive on this in one moment, is literally you have to check in with yourself. So number one, a news flash comes up. Like I literally saw the planes intercepting. And I'm like, because it just came up on my news flash. I'm like, oh my God, that doesn't sound good. And then I looked at my day and I'm like, okay, but Denise, you've got to pick your son up at this time. You've got to make sure you're really attentive for your next patient. Are you hungry right now? Oh, you should probably eat. So then I'm like, okay, then I'm going to read that article later.
Right. So or not at all.
Because I'm like, well, wait, who did I vote for? What did I vote for? Can I control whether or not the plane shoots something or not? You know, so it's a lot of checking in and asking yourself and being aware. I think the awareness is the ding, ding, ding. And that is part of the mindful ingestion. You need to stop and take a mindful pause, whether it's your news flash, whether it's a friend that wants to talk with you, you have to look at it and be in the moment. A lot of times we just react. We just ingest without being mindful. And I think that causes more stress and more fear when we're not mindfully aware in the moment.
Oh, I'm taking notes on what you're saying. It's so good.
Well, I think it would be cool if we had a course like this. Maybe we'll write this up because our kids, I have a lot of compassion for our kiddos. Because when you and I were growing up, we didn't have all of this information sort of coming at us. It's such rapid fire. And so just even saying, okay, ready?
Yeah. And they have this information like that coming at us. Like the day of the Capitol riot, my son got off the bus, you know, they took the Capitol, you know, like they all had it on their phones. They all knew it on the school bus. Right. And so they have that information coming and then they have the social information coming and everyone, you know, with their points of view on it. And they're like these young minds. It is super challenging to be a kid.
Yes. And this actually goes back to staying sane. You know, I'm on the front lines. I feel incredibly blessed to be on this media podcast interface. Because I'm staying fresh as a doctor. I'm still on the front lines dealing with all age groups. And you know, we're still rolling out of this pandemic. We're like, okay, is Omicron really passed? Are we going to have a new variant? And my son even said, Mom, I think we're going to be wearing masks for years. I'm like, oh my goodness. Well, they're telling us we're going to be, you know, LA still has to do the indoor masking because we have a higher population, but he can now take his mask off the playground. But it's also about perception. And when you're, no matter what age you are, no matter what demographic, race, sexuality, we all have our own unique perception, our neurostyle. And I think we need to have tools. So to me, this show series we're doing on staying sane is a way to have this interface with the media and mindfully ingest, but talk about it. Like, it's pretty intense. Like, another day on planet Earth, you know, a missile's going off. You might have another variant. Your ass is falling off. I mean, even when I look at these, my patients will be like, oh my God, no, seriously, your ass will fall off if you take this medicine. My patients, you know, when there's commercials on meds, oh my God. Right. Yeah. They're like, oh my God, the side effects look worse. I'm like afraid. I mean, there's so much fear-based like drama and sensationalism coming at us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I know. So I want to be really, this is a mindful pause now. I want to take a mindful pause for anyone out there that has a family member or a loved one that is serving the military. And, you know, I think that it's really kind of intense when you think about a loved one and the troops, you know, it's like, this is real. So this feels more real, I will tell you, Kathleen. And I know you're on this, the pulse of your households more, but I was reading about it and I have, you know, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is like, what is going to happen next? What does this all really mean? And I'm not a foreign diplomat. I'm not a politician. I'm not in the military, right? So I have my perspective, and my perspective is, how is it going to also affect all of us in every way?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to share more of the data that you know right now as we're doing the show?
Well, I mean, it changes by the second. I mean, so on this Thursday, the Secretary of State just addressed the UN, and I was listening to it while I was jumping on this podcast, and he basically was talking about what the United States thinks is going to happen, and they think that an invasion is imminent. There's already been some. There's already been a few, like a little bombing here or there. Back, they think there might be a false flag that Russia does, and diplomatic tensions are awful. They expelled the United States' second most senior diplomat in Moscow, and I mean it's escalating. So what I say today, it won't be, you know, won't necessarily hold by the end of today. Because it's such a fluid situation. But I mean, do we need to get, like, as consumers of the news, some of us need to get into the march, the step-by-step minutia of it, and others of us don't. And it depends on how we can handle the stress of it. For instance, this woman in her, so her demographic is a woman in her 30s. She says, I don't pay attention because I can't do anything about it. And I know that people's lives could be at risk. And it makes me so, so upset to think about that I just can't. And since I can't do one single thing about it, I don't want to hear anything about it. So that's a viewpoint.
So can I jump in and like
please
comment on that viewpoint?
Yeah.
So first of all, I think what that individual is talking about is something we can all relate to on many different types of the news, whether it's there's a new variant of COVID, whether we hear about a bombing somewhere, whether we hear about a murder. But that's actually, I will say, what we can do, and this is the On Staying Sane Mindful Ingestion Healing Suggestion. If you end up hearing or seeing a news headline that's very concerning to you, no matter what it is, if it's the Ukraine situation, anything, you can do a mindful pause, take a deep breath, ask yourself, do I need to do a deeper dive on this article or not? And if it is something traumatic, even if you are not there, you can put your hand on your heart and your deep breath and your own version, doesn't matter what your belief system is in the universe. Any energy, everything's energy. So if you have energy of fear or concern or alert and helplessness, that's energy that you can use in real moment. Take a deep breath, hand on heart, And you can send love to those individuals, whether they're in this realm, if they passed away. It's, you know, I know that some people get triggered by different words. You can call it a mindful prayer. You can call it a mindful intention. Whatever it is that you don't feel.
Like, you so could call it a moment of love or a moment of sanity. Because some people are set off by the word mindful.
Correct. My mom was making fun. Oh, Denise, it's just, not recently. But at first she's like, oh, I think mindfulness and meditation is just another trend. And I'm like, I hope not, because I'm hoping society is realizing that it's really, you know, life can become the meditation when we're realizing, even when we're in a moment of crisis. You know, I like to talk about universal truths of how, as a doctor, how do I navigate, as a mother, as a producer, as a show, how do I maneuver each moment of crisis, stabilization, and thrive? If you really look at it, you can label any moment. Does this feel like a crisis moment? Am I in stability?
We had them yesterday at my house, multiple of them. They were dropping like crisis.
Oh, you're not going to believe this, just to make you laugh. Oh my Lord. Everyone knows I spend time in the pool, but it's been 57 degrees here. So I was doing my workout. I call it laps of love. And instead of swimming, I was like running in the pool. And I was so happy.
With 57 degrees?
Yeah. Because the water's really warm. So check this out. This is what's funny. I thought that was my mindful moment. And all of a sudden, I look at my phone. I thought it was Thursday yesterday. Wednesday is the day I'm supposed to pick up my son from school. So I was in this happy moment thinking I had 20 more minutes of fitness. And all of a sudden, I look at my phone. Mom, where are you? I have never, ever... he's almost 13. I've never forgotten him ever. And so leave no child behind. What?
That's pretty good.
No, so I just thought it's kind of a fun thing on staying sane. That to me, it went from a moment where I thought I was thriving. One to give this example. I was having a thrive moment.
And then you went right into the crisis mode.
Oh my God. I was like, oh my God. Then I'm like, Denise, don't beat yourself up. You're human. Now he knows you're safe. I had to talk myself in that moment of mom crisis.
Right.
I had to talk myself down the hill. Like, okay, now call the bus driver. Let your son know you're safe. Don't get an axe on the way.
Right.
My old self 5 to 10 years ago would have been like, oh my God, you suck as a mother. Why were you doing it? No, I would have been harder on myself. So I think part of this on staying sane is, how do we deal with day-to-day moments? That's like a real moment of my life with my son. But then at the same time, like even this morning, I had a patient text me and I'd ask myself, is this a crisis now? Do I do like a 30-second get back to them, then do another appointment? And I'm like, oh, I need my coffee to be with Kathleen on the show. So I think what we're talking about, and I'd love for you to kind of summarize, is how do we moment to moment have moments of the highest level of peace, even if it is crisis news or a crisis situation in our own home or in the greater world?
Well, I loved your healing suggestion. In fact, I took notes on it because, you know, it's a freebie from the doctor. You know, and it's okay to know, like, I've really grown on this topic, because I was always like, you have to pay attention to it, you know, even if it's really, really distant, you have to pay attention. But now I'm realizing that there are certain people who just can't. And then there are certain times when other people can and cannot, depending on whether they're in their crisis or fragility or whether they're thriving. And I don't know. I feel like I've really become more accepting of all the different neurostyles in terms of this, because I was always kind of like, what? You don't know about, huh?
Well, can I say something? Yeah. Your muscle, your specific Kathleen O'Toole, you know, as a retired Emmy award-winning news reporter on the front lines, or let's say I was retired completely from psychiatry, but I still would have that muscle memory or that emotional memory to have the emotional bandwidth and desire to know about some of these things. Now, I want to compliment different people's neurostyles, and I'm not going to say people's names. I know people who are like the masters of compartmentalization. And then I have other friends where I've come up with the term empath overload, EO, and we have code. Because some people, for me personally, sometimes if I hear about a murder, my neurostyle travels in time, because time is like man-made. And at times I am such an open vessel, not only for love, But when I heard about a murder, I'd actually go to the scene and sometimes I can almost see it. And so it becomes almost like a I've learned how to handle my own neurostyle with it to grab and go. But I wanted to give this specific example that not all people's neurostyles are created equal when they get information. So right. having this non-judgmental approach to saying maybe one person has heard about 5 different deaths that day and they're like, okay. Or yeah. like, I know this attorney that I was considering working with in the future, she's worked with all these different situations with mafia, crime. Oh, we can take that person down. I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
Like she's yeah. ready to go. She's like, I have connections everywhere around the world. And she meant that she knows like the legal way to deal with the dark part
energy.
Of energy. Yeah. And so I guess the other thing too, you used to say, I remember way before I even launched my brand, that you had this feeling that a lot of your cohorts, sometimes it was hard, especially when you were in the news, that you conversationally couldn't relate a lot to some people.
In what respect? That? I don't.
You,
so
you
what respect?
You said that some of the other mothers, you didn't like their desire to talk about world events and different things. They and it wasn't, it was more that you were in your own. And I feel this way. I'm going to own it for me. I remember when my son was a baby or a toddler, I've always been a working mom and I love it. I love what I do. And I feel like I can achieve balance. So everyone's priorities and their neurostyle. I did not get as excited talking about diaper changes, what my son ate. I just didn't. I'm like, okay, he ate. He had a diaper change. And then I'm like, okay, I took him. I was excited when I had this quality time with him, when he would be brought to my office and I would play with him. And I thought, okay, he has food, shelter, clothing. He saw me qualitatively. I'm there for him. And I right. just had, but then if that's your whole world, and enjoy that. Like I was talking to a mom on the phone yesterday. It's in my practice. She was feeling guilty that she doesn't like to play with babies.
Oh, that's okay.
Yes. That's what I said to her. I said, our kids go through all.
Does she have babies?
Yes. And she's trying to say, she have another one. I said, there's going to be different ages. I said, I gave her the example of when my son was 5 and he basically was like, Mom, can we build Legos? And I said, you know, Kieran, I can do, and I set a timer. I go, Kieran, Mom's attention span is not a 5-year-old. I'm not as into Legos, but I love being with you. So let me do 20 minutes of Legos. And he's like, oh, okay, great. So that actually, we can apply that to the news and screening and right. staying sane with grab and go right. and anything.
Right. Set what's, can I make a personal suggestion to you?
Sure.
This news break thing you get, what is it?
Oh, well, I actually am okay with it. There are these little apps on my phone and I have 2 of them that give me the local news and then the global news. And I've learned to integrate it in a way where it doesn't, for me personally, I feel like, you know, that when you years ago were like, well, some people don't know as much what's going on. And it was kind of me.
Yeah, I never told anyone, but it was you.
Well, no, I think it was me, but I also think it was also other people, you know, but I don't want to throw other people under the bus that aren't doing the show. So I just thought, okay, Denise, even though because for me, sometimes it's really hard when I have a day where I have people that want to kill themselves.
I know.
Because I have I'm concerned, like over the holidays, it was so intense for me. I had 3 people that are now choosing to stay on earth. And every day I wake up, I don't know what my inbox is going to look like. I don't know if I'm going to have a longer swim. I don't know if I'm going to have an emergency.
Well, can I make an suggestion? Because I think what she's getting everybody is she gets these news breaks and it like pushes through her phone or maybe even her watch and it tells her like a headline. Am I right?
Correct. Correct. Like the planes are coming in.
Yeah. I might recommend that you not get a push like that. That's coming from me who, you know,
I agree.
But because some of those pushes are specifically salacious.
Yes.
I would recommend you have a news app. Mm. And at the time that you're interested, you go to your app. And it shows you some of the headlines and you can choose to click on them or not rather than this intruding in your day when you might look down at your watch and see something super upsetting that you're not ready for at that moment in time.
I don't totally agree. And I will think about that. And I think it's a great mindful awareness and mindful ingestion for all of us. I think it's great, Kathleen.
If you have Twitter doing the same, if you have, you know,
Instagram, Twitter. I don't have any of
just
those.
Turn my off dating Twitter.
Apps just now, just to be fun, because it's just so fun to just fly.
Do the dating apps push in on you?
God. I don't let them push in.
Good.
I am strategically single, and I literally use dating apps almost like a video game for entertainment. So like, let's say I have a stressful day. I'm like, oh, let's see if there's any good looking guy. So I use it almost as like a relaxation therapy, because I'm not like totally trying to find someone desperately.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not your
job.
It's
like fun. It's like fun. Right. Actually.
So that's like a bigger thing than just the news. Like, we're kind of broadening this out. Like, what are these things that you need to allow? What are these things that you want to allow to push in on your life like that? Like, every once in a while, a store like appears on my watch and is trying to sell me something. I'm like, oh, I've got to stop that. But you know, that might be a good tip for people, like to go through your technology and like cut all that down. You want to hear from your child at the bus stop who says, "Mom, where are you?" Right?
You know what he said to me when I got him? He's like, "Mom, thank God you weren't swimming." Because he knows how long I can swim, and I would never have looked at my phone. So he's like, he even does what I call positive reframing. Well, at least you got, I was 40 minutes late. Oh my Lord. Then I was like, is the bus driver okay? And then I was sending the bus driver an audio, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't want to be like one of these
you
entitled.
You need to get the bus driver some sort of gift.
Got him a really good gift for Christmas, but I will get him a really good gift.
One more at the end of the year that really punctuates that you're the best.
Oh gosh. Yeah. 1000%. But what we're also talking about, I know I had no idea we were going to go here with the show, but we're also talking about the AI that's built into all of our devices. Mm-hmm. I remember someone just saying, oh, we should do this. And then all of a sudden the advertisement comes up. And then I didn't realize some people play those games on Facebook where it's like, which movie star do you look like? But then I read articles about it, that then they now have all your data if you hit on that. And then they can actually put more advertisements. So I went into whatever privacy setting is on Facebook and I deleted all that. So I think we're also talking about, just like you have to clean out the trash or use the garbage disposal, you have to be mindfully aware of how full your inbox gets in every way in your home.
Exactly.
Right?
How
to clean out the inbox and have as much possible clarity moment to moment. Like, for instance,
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And it might be a thing, like, you know how you told us in a previous On Staying Sane that you like get to your big email cleanings like once, maybe every 4 weeks or something like this. I think you said.
And I'm due for that again. Right when I said that, I was giving myself a checks and balance. And then I also think everyone needs to be strategic in all their other sanity things. For some reason, Kathleen, when I'm about to log on with you, it makes me really happy. If I have my cup of coffee, it's like my little transitional object. Like, it's morning when we record. It's like my little teddy. And then I work from home. I love working from home, even though I just renewed one of my offices. I'm going to use that more for fun. And once the pandemic lifts in LA, I'll go in a little bit. But I love working from my home office. I've got it decorated so nicely. It looks amazing. It's like a sanctuary. But I have to have my bed made. It makes me feel more tidy. So when I am facing emergencies throughout the day as a doctor, as a mother, as a host or an influencer, I have certain tips for my narrow style that, like, here I go. Ready? The new one I've been doing. Ready? I've been shushing myself because I talk a lot.
You talked about this last week.
I know, but it's actually really funny. I was like flirting with someone this week and I shushed myself and he's like, oh my God, but I love when you talk. I'm like, I don't know how long you're going to love how much I talk. So I had like a mindful awareness that now I'm shushing myself so people can tell me, oh, Denise, slow down. So that's another way of playfully being mindful and peaceful in the moment and having an awareness of your neurostyle so you can communicate and connect on a higher level, either with yourself or with whoever you're around.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny, right? It's
it is.
So now you can shush me. You'll be like, Denise.
Well, yeah. Oh, good. I'm going to use that with impunity.
Fun. I have that the really playful fuck buttons and bullshit buttons. It would be really fun to design a shush button.
Well, and you know what the shush moment for oneself does? It opens your ears. You know, it opens your ears to the world around you. And that's, you know, that's a good thing.
So it really is. You particularly, your level of expertise and the way you get through the news, do you think with your, I know it's your, has been your profession, but do you have a certain way for you? Like you have a news app. Can you give us your tips of someone that's a
So I do not get any of those pushes because I find that they're a little salacious and a little bit clickbaity. And, you know, you've gotten these news break pushes and you've sent them to me and I'm like, I even investigated one and I'm like, it's not even correct. And it gets like, it got our heart pumping and it was like, so no pushing of the news for me. Okay. And nobody's going to like this, but here's what I do. I get an old fashioned newspaper delivered to my home on the weekends. I get two. I sometimes have to force myself to make it through, but I try to page through. I also check out the obituaries. I find the most lovely stories about people. And I like really take a second and appreciate their life. And then I also use a news app. And I try not to, you know, I try not to, because my son will be like, Mom, that's clickbait you're falling for. I'm like, look at these top 25, you know, and I'm like scrolling and he's like, no. And so he's kind of taught me and I'm like, yeah, you're right. I fell for that. And then basically the headline is never covered in the article. So be on the alert for stuff like that. Do you see what I mean about the headline not covered? Like something that attracted me to read the thing. I read the whole darn thing and it's not in there.
Yeah.
And so, and then sometimes you have to press click and you're like actually refreshing the page and going to the next one. And so like, please myself, don't do that anymore. So I've kind of learned how to spot those. And then some days I'm not feeling it. I just can't. And it's okay. And I know that my colleagues back in the news world, they're putting out, you know, 99% of them are well-intentioned and they're putting out good stuff. They're working hard. They're not highly paid in many respects. And they, you know, they're doing their best. And I know that some days we're not consuming what they put out and that's okay. You know, you have to protect yourself first, right? Awareness, self-love, altruism. Your awareness that day is like, I can't do it. I've had too many bombs. So, that's what I do. I don't know if that's helpful or
incredibly helpful. And I do things like when I just heard you go step away. I do things in my mind to use humor to lighten the mood throughout the day in my own mind because of the kind of work I do. So right when you said that, I'm like, step away from the newspaper. And I saw caution, like, and then sometimes when I'm like trying to get excited, like I get so excited to do shows and talk with you. And I get so inspired to meet guests. I blast music when I come, my mind prep for getting myself ready for the next adventure of the day. I have certain strategic things I do to match the energy I need it to. So I have focused intention. So besides that hand on the heart, I usually listen to Diplo, BPM or something fun in my convertible. And I'm even like putting my hands up in there. I don't care who sees because no one has any idea what my day is about to be like. If I'm about to deal with an emergency. So I think you guys also have fun, be playful, be happy, be peaceful, light a candle. It's your life. You know, sometimes we feel like the world's coming at us, but when we take charge and have our own mindful ingestion of any moment, we can have our own strategic peace. I know I used the word radical happiness on one episode of Embrace Your Neurostyle.
Oh no, it was like infinite radical. It just stressed me out with its expectations, your phrasing.
But that's my neuro style. Like, it's like, oh, here goes Denise, right? But right. In reality, we broke it down because your neuro style and mine, even though we grew up in the Midwest and we have such so many core values,
are completely different. Yeah.
Yes. You're linear. Yeah. And my, so I also think that's another thing is to appreciate and accept one another for all the different ways we process and perceive. And then let's just be really reverent because we did say that this is a time of the Ukraine and Russia. And I just want to really be reverent and say that I hope that the most amount of safety, the most amount of peace And, you know, for our military and all the militaries that are dealing with this right now, I'm hoping that we have the least amount of casualties, the least amount. I hope we have none, but that's, I don't think that sounds realistic. But I'm just saying, I really feel like in the moment of this possibility of things escalating, it's really important we can send this energy of reverence, this energy of care for the fellow human. And we can, instead of just being, it's so much like a hot potato where we just want to throw the hot potato, we can pause, deep breath, and we can send peace and love and ask for the highest expectation. And then, you know, that's what we can do. That's different than feeling that learned helplessness. We can use the energy of concern to send love out into the universe. And if you know of someone that's in the military, I was actually just thinking, I know someone in the military, I might reach out. Like, I always like to thank people. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for serving our country, because they need to hear that. You know, a lot of times people are against the military because people are like, oh, we don't like war, so we don't even want to talk about it. But there's people that are putting their life on the line no matter where you are on the planet. And you need to have some gratitude. We still are on planet Earth. We are not dealing with a nirvana like state of being here. You know, we create our own nirvana in our mind and our own inner peace. But in reality, there's so much we cannot control.
Right.
So I hope this episode gave people lots of tips and tools and different ways to look at it. And Kathleen, do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I was going to end on that. I love your humor to lighten the day. I love open your ears to the world. Our how to make your inbox not so full, strategic sanity. And we talked about how to interface with the media and that healing suggestion of sending out that energy. If mindful pause makes you itchy, like Denise's mom, then phrase it however you can. But, you know, take a moment to send out love into the world.
Thank you. Thanks, Kathleen.
Thank you.